I'm going to ask everybody except the commissioners, the town clerk, and Mr. Genitempo to mute your phones so that we have as least background noise as possible. So, could everybody please stand for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, will you read the sunshine notice?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. The time is now 7:05. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the public meeting of this for the remainder of the year 2020 have been changed to teleconference meeting until further notice. Notice of this meeting revision has been published in the April 3rd, 2020 issues of the Star Ledger and the Herald News, and the April 9th, 2020 issues of the Nutley Sun, as well as Tap into Nutley. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Let me ask that we have a moment of silence as we mourn the 26 residents who have passed away due to this virus, many of them very, very close to our hearts. Thank you. Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. We have meeting minutes for March 6, 2020 for the budget workshop, as well as March 17, 2020. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
And a second?
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
All right.
And that's it for minutes, Mayor.
Let's move to the proclamation. Commissioners, you all set to split this up?
Yes, Mayor.
All right. This is on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners, this proclamation. Whereas the coronavirus COVID-19 is an infectious virus caused by a newly discovered coronavirus, and whereas the COVID-19 virus has infected over 1 million people worldwide, is responsible for countless unnecessary deaths, and has become a worldwide pandemic, and whereas there is no current treatment or vaccine for the COVID-19 virus, and
whereas the greatest weapon available in the fight against this inevitable and invisible disease is the courageous work network of first responders, scientists, researchers, and medical professionals who are on the front line combating the coronavirus pandemic, and whereas the Township of Nutley is tremendously grateful to all those who have chosen the noble profession of healing, caring, and protecting others, and whereas all the first responders and medical professionals across New Jersey, and specifically in Nutley, treat their fellow neighbors with compassion, dignity, and respect, and the respect that they deserve, and
whereas we express our immense gratitude to all those caring for and treating patients across our nation and whose commitment to serving others has never been clearer. Their contributions to society is immeasurable, and whereas we thank all the scientists and researchers relentlessly working day and night to develop a vaccine for this deadly virus, and whereas we are also grateful to all township employees, truck drivers, social workers, grocery store workers, and all others that are working to ensure that the nation is receiving the vital supplies and services needed to get through this pandemic, And whereas we extend our thanks to all of our educators who continue to find ways to educate our children and provide them with the skills and knowledge needed to help future generations. And,
Commissioner,
whereas all these brave men and women are the most fearless, talented, and gifted in the world, whose incredible spirit and resolve is helping to save lives each day and contributing to the well-being of our citizens, and now they're or be it resolved by the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, Bassett, State of New Jersey, that we extend our utmost appreciation, gratitude, and most important, our sincere thanks to all the individuals and professionals courageously working to save lives during this pandemic, and
be it further resolved that the Township of Nutley pray for the continued strength and health of all those affected by this virus and in need of healing. Be it also resolved that the Township of Nutley extend its thoughts and prayers to all those we have lost during this pandemic and their families. No one will be forgotten. So moved.
Thank you, Commissioners, and thank all the people who are out there on the front lines, either protecting us, serving us, providing the services that we need during this pandemic. Reports. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, Mayor. I have a code enforcement report for the month of March 2020.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for April 21st, 2020. Public Affairs, $101,305.22. Revenue and Finance, $3,449,370.67. Public Safety, $47,267.77. Public Works, $24,360.35. Parks and Public Property, $475,667.19. Water Utility, $11,303.53. Overtime Payroll Total, $21,557.11. Total Payroll, $834,411.43 for a grand total of $4,943,686.16.
Move the bill.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should state their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board of Commissioners, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Will be more 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, on your page one of your bill list, down towards the bottom, 668, Essex County Police Academy. What is that for?
On my bill list?
It's on the bill list, first page. I have a few very brief ones. Do we have somebody in the police academy right now for the police department?
That's a public safety question.
I don't believe we have anybody in the police academy. Academy. In fact, I don't think there is a police academy right now because of what's going on.
What is the reason we paid the academy $5,200 for?
It might have been for a past participant. I could look into that and let you know, Lori. That's what I'm guessing. Or we paid it, and I'll check tomorrow, thinking that there was going to be a police academy, and there isn't now. So I could get the final details and let you know that tomorrow.
Okay, great, thank you. On the I see a number of new listings, Amazon Com Services Incorporated. and the role of the different departments. Is that something new? Are we using the AWS at the township?
Yeah, we qualify finally for Amazon purchasing rights as a municipal government finally. So you'll see that because those are new areas for making purchases.
So that's going to be something new moving forward?
Yes.
Okay. And on the final question, page 4, bottom of the page, I see a number of delis, taverns, caterers, and it looks like that was for this month. Is there a reason that we were purchasing food from these guys during the crisis? It's four in fact. Bottom of page 1151, 1152.
Right, Mr. Moore, this is Commissioner Tucci. Yes, these are the discounted meals that these different establishments have been providing to our senior citizens and that our Parks Department has been delivering for them, both lunch and dinner. And we rotate them around so everyone gets a chance.
All right, thank you. I just here.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, now let's move to Board of Commissioner announcement. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, I'd just like to express my utmost sympathy for all of those friends and neighbors that we've lost to this coronavirus, and in particular our most recent loss, Dr. Giuliano, who basically gave his life trying to heal and protect everyone else. I know I can speak firsthand as to what he's done for me and my family, and I know there are so many other families out there who have many, many more stories than I have about the generosity, the professionalism, and the brilliance of this man and the passion that he had for healing folks. So I'd just like to once again extend condolences and all the prayers in the world to the family of Dr. Giuliano. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Evans. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I have several things that I have to go through. Joe, I have to talk about the budget, aid, the bond anticipation, revaluation. Should I do that all right now, or do you think there's another time to do that?
Let's do it now.
Do you want to check with anybody else, and then I'll be last?
Sure. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I just like to announce, and I would like to thank Roe Brush for and kind of dovetail on Commissioner Tucci for putting that parade that went by Dr. Giuliano's office. The least that we could do. I want to thank everyone who participated in that in public safety. Dr. Giuliano was also my family doctor for all my family, and he will be greatly missed. He was really, really an asset for the camp. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Rogers.
Yes, Mayor, I'd just like to make a note that the process that we put together in managing the crisis here in Nutley has been very, very good in all of the departments. So every single department here, in partnership with the health department, we've been able to get the accurate information out. We've been able to put the death rumors, unnecessary stuff that we put on the Internet. We've been able to address, and I've got to tell you, it's calmed a lot of nerves, and the transparency is very good, and can't say enough about the OEM guys. That's your department, Commissioner Petracco, correct? Can't say enough
Thank
about
you.
Them. But everyone has been doing a
yeah,
great job.
Work.
Yeah, I
Thank
mean, but Thank every you, department, guys. All of our employees, I mean, some of them, look, you know, some of them are working many, many hours from their homes, and I mean many hours. So I just wanted to give you that update that it's something that we could all look back and say, job well done on behalf of the employees.
Thank you, Commissioner. Before I get to Commissioner Evans, I'd like to express my also sympathy to the Brown family. They've comforted so many of us during our difficult times, and to lose their son to this virus is tragic. And Dr. Giuliano was a friend of mine for over 35 years. when I first got married, we actually were next door neighbors in an apartment together. And, I got to know him then. I became his patient. He took care of my family, took care of my dad. I'm heartbroken to lose Michael. That's all I can say right now. Commissioner Adams?
Thank you, Mayor. Before I go into my list, absolutely. Our town has suffered many losses. Not one of them could be justified in any capacity given the severity of this virus. As we continue to social distance, continue to raise good behavior and consistent behavior around protecting ourselves, we will get through this. And I truly believe we will get through this together. As in Nutley, we always stand united in the fight. But the toll, not just in who we've lost, but those that have survived but have gone through great struggle in order to get there, but we're able to survive. It's just, and I'm sure, we're not even tracking all of the cases because it's only what's reported by testing. And I'm sure there's other cases out there that we're not even, really fully aware of. But we all are in this together, and together, I'm sure we will win. I'm going to move on to some financial things. I just need to add to the record that on April 4th, we had a bond sale. Our bond was for $5,944. $5,944,856. What's great about that, this is a one-year note. We've been following a one-year practice because the interest rates are so favorable, and we were able to renew this note at 1.48% interest, down from the 1.83% we had last year. I just need to put that into the record to satisfy our bond counsel. I have several other just points I want to raise that I think are worth noting. We were able to complete this week negotiations with the Essex County Board of Taxation, and we've been able to defer the revaluation to 2022. Just didn't make any sense to try and move forward with a revaluation when everything is in turmoil. And fortunately, we were able to get the board to agree with us. We will continue to monitor that, but right now, no one, especially from a safety standpoint, no one has to worry about someone coming into their house. And I want to stress this fully, and this is on behalf of the entire board, that if anyone goes comes to someone's door saying that they're here to inspect their house, they should not admit them. I'm going to raise this. Commissioner Petracco, tomorrow I want to have Will update the OEM announcement on that and continue to blast it. Because with the deferral, there shouldn't be any type of inspection going on today. So good news is that we've been able to get that deferred. The other news I think is important that many people have asked about whether or not we will be able to expand the grace period for paying second quarter property taxes. I want to be clear, it's not the local government has no ability to change a state law. So the grace period is governed by state law, but I have been in contact with our legislative representative, the DCA, our other offices. The legislature is currently working on a set of amendments that would provide guidance to local municipalities on how to handle local property tax payments. We're about 2 weeks away from that information, but it is coming. Some towns have actually announced some local action, but I want to be clear about that. Those are entirely unlawful, and we as a board do not have the ability to adopt such positions at this time. So I want to make sure we're clear on that. The next piece is really good news for the town. I have been working on this for the last couple of weeks, and I confirmed it with Lieutenant Governor Oliver today. We have secured a commitment for our transitional state aid, which will allow us to confidently move forward and introduce our budget on May 5th. It brings our total aid now up to $28 million since 2014. Some have questioned, you know, why. What's really important about this is basically three things. Having the aid has really strengthened our negotiating posture when it comes to the decisions that we have to make at the redevelopment of the road site, and it strengthens the position of those who are on the negotiating team, but the entire board, because we're aligned and united on the decisions that we make. The second is that it allows us to actually make other investments that we otherwise would not have been able to make. What's really important about understanding this aid is normally when you get transitional aid, it only covers the municipal portion of the tax. Back in 2013, when I modified the definition for the aid, we are getting full dollar coverage. We're getting money for our municipal aid, our municipal portion of the tax, the school tax, and the county tax. And really basically what that means, and what's so critical here, is that since we have now $28 million in our hand, $14 million of that has been able to go to our schools for the benefit of our children that otherwise would have created a hardship that could have looked at layoffs of teachers. We also have been able to make important investments in public safety, which I'm sure Commissioner Petracco, you're well aware of. That aid has now been able to help us do that. So the aid is very essential. We're going to continue to work towards continuing the aid. The most significant thing about it is aid is transitional, and we have been negotiating with the state to make our aid permanent, and we're very close to being able to move forward on that, and we'll continue to do so. So the transitional aid is very important to us and has been important for our budget. The other item that I want to reference tonight is that with having our transitional aid commitment in place, we have always been, and it's in my responsibility to have to make sure that we're doing things to be prepared for when there's a crisis. I don't do that alone. That's something that this entire board does, and we work together every year on the budget to make sure we can manage our way through that. So with the preparedness that in my department I've been able to create, and with the support of and the commitment and the contribution from each of the commissioner departments, I'm pleased to share with everybody that when we introduce our municipal budget on May 5th, we will not have a tax rate increase. The tax rate increase for the municipal budget will be zero. In order to do that, we had to find a way to absorb $2.5 million, and we did that collectively as together as a team, working for the residents. So that's
very significant step that we will take action on May 5th, and I wanted to share it tonight. In addition to that, we've been working and coordinating with the county, and based upon the what we see and those discussions, I expect that the county tax rate won't change either, so there will be a zero increase in the county rate. I have been in touch with the school, and currently the school is working through their budget and is currently at a 2.2% increase. So overall, we basically will have an increase for the school board, but otherwise, under the tax rate, both the county and the municipality will be zero. Mayor, that's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner, and that's good news. And I'd like to thank all the commissioners for the hard work in helping get there. Some other good news that we with this COVID virus, we always have bad news that it seems to tell people. But I've been tracking the numbers unofficially, and we're definite over the peak, over the apex. The hospitals continue to discharge people, and more people are recovering. So we are going to see light at the end of the tunnel very soon. And as we said before, we're going to beat this thing. So let's move on to resolutions. Unless commissioners, you have anything else that you want to add?
I'd like to
add a
comment, if I can go, Mayor.
Sure, Commissioner.
I'd like to thank everyone. Tom, I'd like to thank you for always working with me with the budget. I'd like to thank each and every commissioner, the mayor, myself, for investing in public safety. And I'd like to tell you that the investment is paying royalties. To be one of the top 50 safest communities in New Jersey, I think, is saying something. And I couldn't do it alone because my budget has risen. And without the help of all the commissioners, get you away out of your business and fund public safety properly, I can't thank all of you enough.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other commissioners want to jump in before we move to resolutions? Commissioner Tucci?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You want to read your resolution?
I would love to read my resolution. Whereas the town of Nutley has a need to acquire services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of New Jersey Local Public Contracts Law, NJSA 48:11-1, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined that there is a need to acquire services for the provision of roofing service and purchase, when whereas the municipal clerk is hereby authorized and directed to advertise for sealed bids for roofing service and purchase, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that sealed bids shall be due on Wednesday, May 13, 2020 at 11 a.m., addressed to the municipal clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, has previously issued its bonds, bond anticipation notes, and other debt obligations, and whereas in connection with the issuance of certain of the bonds and for the purposes of assisting underwriters to comply with Rule 15C-12 under the Security Exchange Commission Act of 1934, the Township has covenanted and or entered into one or more undertakings or agreements to provide continuing disclosure to the public marketplace. Whereas continuing disclosure obligation requires the Township to file certain financial information and notice of certain events in specified places and at specified times. Whereas the Township is desirous of retaining a professional firm that specializes in continuing disclosure matters to make the necessary filing at the specified places and at the specified times as part of the Township's continuing disclosure obligation. Whereas funds are available in account 001-208-205, subject to the adoption of the 2020 budget, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, as follows. One, the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute an agreement with NW Financial Group, 2 Hudson Place, Hoboken, New Jersey, for services of professional financial audit services for a total amount not to exceed $1,500 in accordance with a proposal dated April 10, 2020. This amount hasn't changed from the previous years. This contract is awarded without competitive bidding as a professional service in accordance with NJSA 4811-51A of local public contracts law, because the contract is for a service performed by a person authorized by law to practice a recognized profession that is regulated by law. And third, notice of this action shall be printed once in the Nutley Sun, the legal notice of the Township of Nutley. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My second resolution. Whereas the COVID-19, known as coronavirus, has disrupted the lives of all Nutley residents, including families with pets. Whereas NJAC 8.34A-4.1 mandates that the municipal clerk can only renew a pet license when the pet has a current or has had an updated rabies inoculation that extends through at least 10 months of the renewal period. In this case, February 28, 2021. And whereas the township has had to cancel the free rabies clinic originally scheduled for the month of April 2020 in accordance with the governor's executive order establishing strict limitations on large group gatherings. Whereas the township hopes to be able to reschedule the free clinics in the June timeframe, and whereas the township, in light of this pandemic health crisis, desires to avoid unnecessary costs and an additional financial burden associated with veterinarian visits to obtain rabies inoculations for their pets. Excuse me. And now, therefore, the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex does hereby adopt and authorize the following. One, the pet license renewal period is hereby extended 90 days to July 31st, 2020. Two, the $10 late payment penalty is waived for July 31st, 2020. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I'm here. Let's see. Whereas the Township of Nutley Police Department has determined the need to dispose of certain municipal vehicles and equipment that are no longer useful and or have come to the end of their practical term of service. And whereas the Township of Nutley Police Department has identified a 1990 van ambulance mileage 1,790 miles, and its 2002 Dodge Durango, mileage 70,212, are not practical to continue in service with this township, and whereas the Township of Nutley accepted sealed bids on April 8, 2020 through resolution number 62-20 and has received one offer from Thorn Irwin 721 Compton Turnpike, Compton Plains, New Jersey. Each, and whereas Nutley Police Department has accepted the offer for the 1990 van, ambulance, and the Dodge Durango, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, accepts the offer in the amount of $50 for each vehicle from Sean Irwin, 721 Compton Turnpike, Compton Plains. Resolution.
I need a second, please.
Second.
Commissioner second. Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Whereas an application has been filed for a place-to-place transfer of funerary retail consumption license number 07163301900007, here to issue to John Grew, LLC, for an inactive license with the mailing address of 1 Stewart Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. Whereas the submitted application form is complete in all respects, the transfer fees have been paid and the license has been properly renewed for the current license term. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley does hereby approve effective April 21st, 2020, the place-to-place transfer of the aforesaid plenary retail consumption license from inactive pocket license to 692-696 Passaic Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, and does hereby direct the municipal clerk to endorse the license certificate as follows. This license, subject to all its terms and conditions, is hereby transferred to premises located at 692-696 Passaic Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley entered into a contract with ITS Group, Inc., 7737 Kennemore Court, San Diego, California, for a single-space parking meters, whereas the Township of Nutley awarded a contract to IBS Group in the amount of $248,007.50, and whereas change order number one for additional freight has been authorized in the amount of $7,435, and whereas funds are available from account number 901-806-277, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, Essex State, New Jersey, that change order number one is a change from the award previously made by the Township of Nutley with ITS Group, and is hereby authorized and approved in the amount of $7,435. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk, will you read the notice?
Sure, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should state their name and address and provide it for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Maury Moore, 452 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I have a few basic questions. Last night the planning board experimented with Zoom for their meeting. Is there any kind of a reason that the township wouldn't use one platform all the time?
What do you mean, Mr. Moore?
In other words, if you're using a Zoom account, that's basically you can log on through a phone, but you could also log on through the internet and see the entire meeting. Now, the one we're using right now is just phone calls.
We're looking through the next meeting. With Zoom, we want to make sure that all the commissioners have capability and we have to notice it properly. So we're actually letting the planning board and the zoning board kind of do the experiment and let our people, our technical people, get accustomed to what's going on before we go live with Zoom. So it may happen at the next meeting if we can get the notice and we make sure all the commissioners and everybody else is able to have that capability.
I've only Toastmasters, and I'm a Zoom administrator. It's much, much easier than the platform you're using right now, and it is much easier. My second question is, since we are having everybody from home, except probably the clerk's office, is the overtime for the meeting going to down? I don't think anybody has to have a clerk available, or how would they communicate with each other? I can understand the overtime for the clerk's office.
Who else gets overtime, Mr. Moore?
I thought there was other people there that, because when you're looking at the bottom of the bill list, there's a very large overtime list. And I remember Oprah several times, and it said Board of Commissioner meetings. And I was just curious if that's going to be reduced because we're on the call right now.
The standard overtime is for the one clerk, not the municipal clerk, but the assistant that's actually with her.
Yes, I would think so.
Okay, and so that person gets it. But if you look on the bill list, my overtime was $147 out of the total of 20-something thousand. As far as town hall is concerned, all of the departments, not just the municipal clerk's office, are operating fully. We are following a rotation practice and social distancing so that we are limiting the number of employees, and we've provided the people who are working from home the capability to do that, and so we're continuing to actually operate normally, providing those services to the township. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Rory, excuse me. Just to add up, this is Commissioner Petracco, because I just opened my paperwork again. My overtime in my budget, I'm certain that's for outside assignments. I don't believe we are running at any overtime right now.
I was just curious about the meeting side of it. The public, your side, I wouldn't even go there because you have too many other obligations. My final question, Mr. Evans, on your resolution 7720, I believe that was a little over $5 million that you bonded. What is the total debt for the town?
Total debt right now for the town is $13,600,000. Our actual borrowing capacity is $143 million. So we're roughly about 9% of our borrowing capacity, and we have stabilized. If you look back, and you go back about 5 years, 6 years, our debt was actually closer to $16.5 million, but we continue to keep it down. And right now, we're roughly running about, I haven't done the new math with the lower interest rate, but generally our debt runs about 10 years at around 2.4, 2.5%.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Does anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Yes, I report for Colonial Terrace.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the name.
Can you repeat that?
I said Larry Quirk, 45 Hampton Place.
Quirk.
How are you, Mayor Scarpelli, Commissioner Tucci, Commissioner Petracco, Commissioner Evans, and Commissioner Rogers? First of all, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with you. We hope that you're all well and your entire family is also well in surviving this crazy crisis. I just want to let you know, I, as an architect and managing my own firm, meet so many different people from different towns, different counties here in New Jersey. When I do meet them for the first time, they usually seem to ask me, where are you from? I respond, my home's in Rutherford, but I live in Nutley. When they hear that, most of them say, I love Nutley, it's a very nice community, which actually is a reflection on the 5 of the year. So that's what leads up to my next point. Just yesterday and today, I had to go inspect some of my design projects in Montana, Whitehall, Franklin Lakes, Washington Township. In each town, block after block, I not only saw thank you lawn signs, but also large corner thank you signs. Signs of appreciation towards the first responders, the essential workers, and Valley Hospital. If you don't know, Valley Hospital is in Richmond. And then back home here in Nutley, we see major intersections flooded
with these very large election signs. And I know that goes on every election cycle. But I'm thinking, and I've thought about this for the past couple of nights, that just maybe I can convince you, the mayor, the four commissioners, and your challengers to replace those signs at those major intersections with signs of appreciation towards the first responders, essential workers, and Mountainside Hospital. And obviously, you'd all have, all your campaigns would have to donate, but I think that would be a major positive reflection on your campaigns, but also on the township of Nutley. So I'm just wondering what you would think about that.
Commissioner Tucci.
Yes. Larry, I think that's an excellent idea. I don't know about the signs. We still have an election going on, and we do have 12 people running, so we do have a need to have some of that. But as far as the we absolutely have in the process of a banner being made, thanking all of our frontline people, all of our EMS people, our hospital workers, our town employees, our grocery workers, and everyone from the town of Nutley. So that'll be going up shortly. It would have been up already had we not run into a bit of difficulty in obtaining the material to actually print it on.
I just feel it's a better reflection on the town to have those signs replaced with signs of appreciation. And they're just inundated. I mean, you guys compete with the size of your sign. It's just not right, period. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Corp. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Gabby Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace. Commissioner Evans, you had said that Nutley has received $28 million in transitional aid since 2014. What are we receiving this year alone?
This year alone, we have requested $3.2 million. We have received certification for $2.8 million, and I'm just waiting for the closure of the difference, but I've been assured that we will get our aid. So we're looking at getting $3.2 million this year. And that aid really is the aid that must become permanent. And so we stop this transitional cycle because we have a commitment from the state of New Jersey that while we were able to put to actually establish a medical school on the Roche campus, it does take up 11 acres. And a significant portion of that 11 acres is currently parking lot and land, so that there isn't an ability to recover ratables. So in order to actually move forward with medical school, we obtained a commitment from the state, and we're working on actually converting that amount to permanent aid.
Okay, that's great. Okay, I have another question. You had mentioned that you will be able to freeze our tax increase. So are you saying that we will be receiving tax bill this year as we did last year?
Yeah, so Tammy, that's actually a really great question, and I'm glad you're asking it. Everybody tends to say, are my taxes going up, right? And so if you look at your bill, you have a tax associated with the county. You have a tax that's attributed to the school. You have a tax that's attributed to the municipality. There's a tax attributed to the library, open space, and so on. And then periodically there's a credit in there for certain people, for veterans, seniors, as well as the homestead rebate. So where we are right now, if you look at the entirety of that bill, you would then see that you would, unless there was a change in the assessed value of your home for some reason, like you had an addition or something like that, but if your property is the same year over year, the municipal tax that you paid last year will be the same municipal tax that you pay this year. The county tax you paid last year will be the same for this year because there will not be a change or an increase in the tax rate. There is currently a tax increase related in the rate of 2.2% related to the school because their budget it follows a different process and they have different budgeting challenges than we do at the municipality. So there will be a 2.2% adjustment related to that, which means on the overall levy to your, now to your question, that because of the school increase, there will be a small tax increase of 1.1%. But what I was talking about is the areas that I can directly influence is the county and the municipality. For some, and this is important, because of everything that's going on with COVID and the revenues outlook for the state has frozen the homestead rebate payments, because I think they're up to 2016. So some people who would be looking for an adjusted bill around this time of year won't get that because the state has withheld that money right now. Does that help?
Yes, and that's great. Thank you very much. I have another question. And as you realize, in these unprecedented times, there are many employees in the private sector whose employers are cutting their salaries in order to maintain employment for all the employees. Has there been any, and I am anticipating a part of the increase, the tax increase in the school budget, is due to salary increases. Has there been any discussion of increasing salaries in public sector employees to mitigate that increase and burden on these taxpayers who may be experiencing job loss or pay cuts also?
So Tammy, as it relates to your question, when you look at what a municipal government deals with, many of the employees are part of collective bargaining arrangements. So the PBA, the FMBA, the Teamsters, the NJEA, when you think about that, they're all under union contracts which have been negotiated, and we have a legal obligation to abide by those contracts. So in our case, and then there's a small portion of a few of our employees that are not bound by that, and that's a very small portion of our employees' salary. So in the Nutley side, we are complying with our contractual obligations, and but at the same time, because of the fact that we do, and I especially look at preparedness, we are able to actually absorb that to achieve a zero increase. There are many corporations out there that, because of their unions and the union obligations, have similar challenges as we do.
And I'm surprised that there isn't an exception in the case of a national emergency.
In our case, if we actually get to a point where we are unable to collect the sufficient tax dollars and we cannot get recovery from the state, or issue what they call a tax anticipation note to cover it, those negotiations would obviously, in the natural course, Tammy, come up. So, for example, you might have read United said they're canceling 90% of their flights and they're furloughing all of their people because they do not have have the actual business to support their company. All right, so that's an example of somebody who's doing that. We are not there yet. If we do get there, that will be a discussion later in the year with the commissioners.
Thank you very much.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Before we adjourn, Mayor, can I just address Larry Quirk real quick, if Larry's still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here. I think
we've all been thinking about these signs the last few months, our fundraisers and all that stuff, and I think you bring a great point, and I think we've all been twisting and turning about this. So I'm going to be willing to do something, especially as the public safety director. I see that I have a sign on the corner of Franklin and Center, which I think is the Avenue of Americas, and I'll take my political sign down there, and what I'll do is I'll do a sign for the first responders on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
That would be great. I think that's positive. I think
if that's okay with the
tell you the truth, to tell you the truth, if you make this move, and I know you all want to get reelected, for the exception of Commissioner Rogers, and we thank him for his service, but I think this is positive. I mean, I know a lot of people, if they see that, they see a turn of events, and you guys would surely get back in, and there would be no competition. Not that there should not be, there should always be competition that makes the other person better, but I think, we've been thinking, myself, my wife has been thinking about this for quite some time, and the fact that I saw these signs today made me think I have to go and speak to the five of you and try to convince you, because, you know, I work in different towns, and I come into Nutley, and that's all I see. And it's really a bad reflection on our town. So thank you, Commissioner Petracco, for considering that. Appreciate it.
If that's okay with the Board of Commissioners, I will get on that, if that's okay with everyone.
That's fine. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners before we adjourn? We'll give you a couple seconds. Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Okay, adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans. Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Everybody stay safe.
The time is 8:02.
Yes. Love you too. Thank you.